We are back, the Gunsmith Show, right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. The Gunsmith, Jonathan Smith, take us home.
All right, here we are, fourth segment of the show today, and happy Saturday, everybody. We're already the 13th of September. That's the scary part. Time flies. It's been quite a week, and I don't want to dwell on the week at this point. I want to have fun talking about guns. So this segment is brought to you by Williams Gunsight Company. You can go to their website, williamsgunsight.com. And you can always link to them right from my website, thegss.com. Or you can call them. They're open 10 to 6, 7 days a week. They have indoor ranges, outdoor ranges. But I want to give you a heads up. That indoor range is closed now. They're rebuilding it. They're changing it. They're doing a better backstop that doesn't require as much downtime. And they're also changing the shooter's lounge. So little more chance for camaraderie and some action and some classes right in there. It'll be great. When it's all done, it'll be a little bit over a month from now. It'll be done. And they're extending everybody's memberships out 6 weeks so that they don't lose any time at the range.
Oh, yeah.
So that's really good.
That's
cool. You know, Brian and the team there are just outstanding.
They're good folks, for sure.
So you can call them at 810-653-21.
And when it reopens, it'll be better than ever.
Well, yeah. The outdoor ranges are so busy, it's hard to believe.
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe I sat right in front of the door going to the outdoor outside ranges. And the amount of folks coming by, and then they come up, show me their targets afterwards. And it's just a great time out there. Right? And I'm kind of sorry the auction or our raffle is over because I won't be spending the time out there as a door greeter. But who knows what the future brings.
You know? Right.
So we'll have more in the future. So So I want to say thank you to them at Williams for all the work they've done. They're the ones processing all the winners and getting them their guns, the 11 winners from our gun raffle. So stay tuned for the next one. And when we're looking at 10 millimeters, and that's what we're doing today, we're talking about 10 millimeters. Williams always has a number of 10 millimeters brand new. But the 10 millimeters used come and go pretty quickly. And they have got only three for us to talk about right now. And they're all good guns. And I'll go through them one by one. So you go to the williamsgunsight.com, click on the used gun tab, you bring it up, and let's go with it. The first one on the list is a Springfield Armory Ronin. Ronin is in De Niro Ronin.
Right.
It's
Japanese samurai without a warrior.
No.
I know what it is.
He's a CIA agent.
Cut
in,
loose.
In France, I think is where he was.
Yeah, it's post-Cold War. He doesn't have a master any longer.
Exactly.
Like a
he's not tied to the CIA anymore, but he's still got those ties.
Yes.
So Springfield Armory Ronin, beautiful gun. This one looks really nice, too. It's stainless steel frame or an alloy frame with a blue slide, so it's two-tone. Good sights, beautiful grips. One magazine used, but it takes standard 1911 magazines. New, these things run about a grand, 900 to 1,000. You can get this one used right now for $650. So, but
if it's there.
If it's there, okay? Now, the next one is near and dear to me. It's a used Glock long slide, which is the Glock 40. It's confusing. It's Glock's 40th patent, but it's a 10 millimeter. Okay. Don't get confused when you see a Glock 40 and it ends up being a 10 millimeter. It is the Glock 40 Gen 4 10 millimeter. This one's got a Vortex Venom reflex sight on it. So it's the MOS version. It's been machined out perfectly at the factory. The new sight platform is on there. This one comes with three magazines. It is a 6-inch semi-auto 10 millimeter. Now, what does that mean? It hits, darn near close to like a 20 gauge slug. It's a nice hitting gun. It hits with good power. It's accurate. It's fun. Not quite a 20 gauge slug, but it's a good round for deer hunting out to about 75 yards. If you want to try to handgun hunt and try to take your game that way. Practice, 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 because the better you practice, the better you'll be, the more apt you are to fill your freezer up. It's always a blessing to get a deer, and getting it with a handgun's a little bit more of a pat on the back. So if you can do it, do so. So the 6-inch version, they have one in stock there right now. They have brand new ones, but this one used one with the Vortex Venom Reflex Sight is just about $700, which is a bargain. That's a good gun. A good gun at a good price. And Gen 4 Glocks are they're rock stars. They are great, great guns. Now, the last one. There's, like I said, there's only three, but it changes. It could be changing this morning. As we speak, they could be adding new 10 millimeters to the list of used guns there. A SIG X10. This is the P320 X10. This one's got night sights. It's machined out for the optics. The X10s, they come that way. They've got all the bells and whistles. They got a nice case. They've got 15-round magazines. A real nice hard case they come with. This thing is ready to rock, and it can be yours for just about $750. So not a bad deal at all on very good guns. All the prices are very fair. But, you know, you might just decide that you go in there and you check out that Gerson long slide, and you decide that's what I want. Or maybe they got an Ivor Johnson Eagle, an XL Eagle, which is a long slide there. You might decide that's what you want. I like the long slides, but if you really want to get into the nuts and bolts, tell me you want to look at Dan Wesson's and see if they got a long slide Dan Wesson there in one of the, I think they're called Bruins. Just outstanding guns. They are beautiful. And you got a little bit of time between now and deer season. I think I said 63 days. So you might be ready by then with that 10 millimeter to do what you need to do. But ammo's available for 10s. It's a lot of fun to shoot. It's a powerhouse. And if you've grown attached to them like I have, you know, don't get me wrong. I got other guns I love to shoot too. But those 10 millimeters, they just have an attraction. I don't know what it is, but I like them a lot. And when the indoor ranges are back up and running good, we'll be able to shoot right in there in the range again and enjoy them. Because I save all my brass because I do all my own reloading. I try not to let that 10 millimeter brass spill too much. I don't want to lose any. But that's not what it's about. It's about being able to hit your target and being confident with it. Once you got your confidence with a handgun, hunting comes easy. If you know you can pull that gun and shoot it just the way you need to. So personally, I like to hunt with that Glock 40. I have a Gen 3 and a Gen 4, I think. You got both Gen 4s. And in 10 millimeter and good sights. Across the chest rig for outside your coat carry, and just a wonderful gun to shoot. Very impressed with it, and you might feel the same way with a magazine that only holds 8 rounds. So that's the way to do it. And if you want to talk about it, feel free to send me notes. I'll be glad to talk to you about it. So until then, I would say I'll see you at Williams Gun Sight, and we'll check everything out there. And there's a lot more to talk about than 10 millimeters there, though, because you got, with deer season coming up so close, there are people buying rifles, shotguns,
scopes.
Constantly. Oh, yeah.
All the accessories, all the things you're going
to
need.
And what I'd like to see is people come in the other day while I was there, and they were buying a scope. They literally picked a scope out. It took them about a half hour, 45 minutes, a father and a son team. They kept walking over the window, looking out the window, come back over the counter, talk to the sales. Salesmen were great with them. And they were packed. There was people lined up. And so they bought the scope, and they left with it. They came back a half hour later with the rifle. They went home to get the rifle that the scope was going on. And then they had them mount it and get it all done. They test fired it, brought it out. And they were so happy. They come out, and they told me all about it on the way out. And they bought raffle tickets.
Uh-huh.
And then they go back out to their car, and they came back in with all their gear, and they went out to the range to shoot it right then.
Sure, they did.
Great father and son situation, you know. So, but lots of families out there, and just a great camaraderie. I love being there. So, very blessed with all my sponsors. They're all great folks.
Williams Gunsight Company.
Yep.
Reliable Enterprises, Diamond Jim's Tire and Automotive, Tri-County Roofing.
That's right.
They're great businesses, all of them, and they take advantage of the opportunity to work with people like that.
And they all help us with our foundation, too, so we can't beat that. And a lot of folks do, but boy, I tell you, these guys really step up. So I hope they have fun at their golf outing today. I'll be out there later.
There you go.
About mealtime, I'll be there.
It's a good time to show up.
I'm not there to do dishes, but I'm there to show up. So, but again, thanks to John Binkowski and the crew out there for throwing that golf outing for us today for Tommy's Heart, helping us save lives again. So, and Dano,
let's come back and do it again next week, John.
I don't do this enough. Let me thank you and Town Square Media for all you do for Tommy's Heart. So you guys are steadfast and have been for the past 14 years. So thank you so, so much.
We love to help in whatever way we can. It's a tremendous organization. You guys, you do God's work, and we appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much.
We'll come and talk more guns again next week. The Gunsmiths right here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. We turn you back over to that right now.